We are on the Ein Chesamut base, and we are about 15-20 lines from the bottom of the page. Three words before the end of the line, Amar Rav Chana bar Ado. So we said in the Mishnah that Mamzerim v'nisinim asurim v'yisurin iser olam. There's an iser olam when it comes to Mamzerim nasin, unlike in the previous sugya when we spoke about Mitzri, that it's Dar Shlishi, Mamzerim nasin is asur with an iser olam. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chana bar Ado, nisinim David gazra aleim. Who are these Nesinim? They were a group of people who David made a gzeira on them. Shnem avikra hamelech legivaynim vayem aleihem v'hagivaynim loy mibnei Yisrael heima begoymer. So asks Gemara, my time at Gazer alayu. Why is it that he made a gzeira upon them? D'chsev vayi rov bimei David. And there was a famine in the time of David, shalosh shanim, for 3 years. Shana hashana. For 3 years, one consecutive after the other. Shem Rishena Amar Lehem Shema Oyvdei Avodes Kechavim Yesh Bachem. Maybe the reason for the famine is because there are Oyvdei Avodes are amongst you. Tachsev Avadetem Alehim Acherim Mishtach Avisam Lehem Votzaras Hashemayim. So you see very clearly that there will be Atziris Kishamim, that Hashem will hold back the rain if there is Avodes Zara. Bod Kuvalei Matzu. So they went all around there to Israel. They checked, and they could not find individuals who were of the Avodah Zarah. Shnei Amar Lehem, Meshema Oivrei Aveira Yesh Bechem. Maybe there are individuals who are involved in Arayis, Oivrei Aveira. Dichsiv, because we have a pasuk which says, V'yim'anu Revavim, U'malkei Shleihaya. Hashem will hold back different types of rain. And it mentions in the Hemshech HaPasach, it says, "Umeitzach isha zayna hayalach, meyantik alem," like the forehead of a harlot you had, and you refused to be embarrassed for your ways. So you see a connection between Atziris Kishamim and Znus. Once again, Bodku v'lei matzu. They checked and they couldn't find. Shlishi zamalem, shema piskitztaka b'rabim yesh b'chem in neisnin. Maybe there's individuals who publicly claim and obligate themselves to give tzedakah, but you don't end up giving the tzedakah. Again, we have a passage which says Nisim v'ruach v'geshem ayin, meaning the clouds and the rain is not there. Ish mishalel b'matas shaker, because you have individuals who are praising themselves with false donations. Once again, Bodku v'lei matzu. They checked and they couldn't find. So Amar Eina Davatoli Elabi. So he said, it must be that it has to do with me. There's something within my control, and that somehow is the cause of the rain. So Miyad, what happened? Yivakish David is Pnei Hashem. So David went to seek out the Pnei Hashem. Yivakish David is Pnei Hashem. Mayhi, what's this referring to? Amrej Lakish Shal Urim Batumim. So he inquired from the Urim Batumim. So my mashma, what do you see? Vivakish David as Pnei Hashem is a reference to the Urim Batumim. So Amr Balaza Asya Pnei. We learn an exeshava Pnei. Ksivacha Vivakish David as Pnei Hashem. Ksivasam Vishaloi Bemishpata Urim Lifnei Hashem. Okay, so he inquired from the Urim Batumim. Hashem said, "I'll show the base Adamim, Alashahemis Hagivainim." So the response that came back was that. We'll just read the whole pasuk. It says, "Vehirav b'mei David shal shanim shana chishana hivakish David smei Hashem v'yemer Hashem el shol ve'el base Adamim." It's because of Shaul. And it's because of the Beis Adamim, Elisha Hamis Esagibainim. So this was the response which came back to David. So it had something to do with Shaul and the Beis Adamim, that they killed the Gibainim. So the Gemara explains, El Shaul Shleinispeh Kalacha. What does it mean about Shaul? Because they were not maspid him properly. They didn't eulogize him properly. Ve'obeis Adam. And what's that a reference to? Al Shehemis HaGivaynim. Because Shaul caused the death of the Givaynim. Frag the Gemara v'chiheichan matzina v'shaul Shehemis HaGivaynim. Where do we see about Shaul that he brought about, he caused the death of the Givaynim? It says the Gemara mitech Shaharag Noiv Ira Kehanim. Because he killed Noiv, the city of Kehanim. Shahayu maspikim lahem maimu mazin. And the way Rashi learns, Rashi says that three lines in the bottom, by the two dots, Kehanim hayu maspikim lahem mazin the givaynim. They would give mazin to the givaynim. Shahayu chit ve'eitzim v'shua v'imayim l'mizbeach y'lechzib Yeshua. So the city of Noiv, the Kahanim, they would give Maim and Mazen to the Givonim. And when Noiv or Kahanim were wiped out, so then that was the end of their source of food. So because of that, Malal of Akasiv Kilo Hargan. So therefore it's as if we brought about the death. So Lamaisa, this is language which Shaul was responsible for. The quote Yushami is saying that actually when they went in to kill Noiv, actually seven Givonim were there, and seven Givonim were killed. It's not just that because Noiv or Kahanan used to provide food to the Givonim, but actually seven Givonim were killed when Noiv or Kahanim were wiped out.
Why don't you just blame him for killing Kahanim?
Say again?
Kill the Kahanim, why don't we just stay at that level? Why do we have to go and find another reason or a reason that he killed also or infected the Kahanim?
Yes, it seems to be that which Shaul caused the death of Naive, that he felt was justified because he felt that they were harboring a traitor because he felt that David was a Merit of Malchus and they were harboring David, they were allowing David to seek refuge by them, and maybe that was not necessarily tying against them. But the fact that that brought about the death of the Givonim, that was a tie. No? So first, the Gemara just says it's a bit of a strange thing. On the one hand, Shaul did something wrong because when Shaul killed Naver Kahanim, that brought about the death of the Givonim. But originally, we say so that was something bad about Shaul. But originally we say there's a time on David that Shaul was not nispeit kalacha. So this was Shaul a tzaddik, or did he do something wrong? Like we're saying something about to Shaul's credit that he was a tzaddik and he should have been eulogized properly. And then we're saying, oh, because there was something bad which Shaul did, which because of that, David, you're responsible. So the Gemara says it's a strange thing. On the one hand, katava el Shaul so nispeit kalacha. That's on the one hand. The katava ala shehemis hagivaynim. The meidach, you're saying, but Shaul did something wrong. Rashi says two lines in the bottom. Katava kadosh baruch hu bechved Shaul shenis v'kalacha v'hada katava beparanusi de Shaul. There's something bad, a shehemis. So which one is it? The Gemara says that's not shver in damrei shlakish ma'ir siv bikshus Hashem. What does it mean? The pasuk says bikshus Hashem kol anvi haretz. Meaning by Shemishpate Shampale, in the place where there's a mishpat against the person, you also mention the good deeds. And she says by Shemishpate, b'makim shadanim adam shama maskirin payaltid kaisav. So yeah, it's a balanced judgment. There were certain things which they did which were wrong, certain things which the person might have done which are right, and therefore at the time when the person is judged, you mention the good things also. So kaponim. David realized that the Atziras Geshamim somehow had to do with the fact that justice had yet to be repaid because of what happened to the Givonim. So these were the two things which kind of need to be fixed. So, Nafgolu Tresi Achishata. 12 months have passed since the Atzira of Shaul, and Rashi says this is La Dafka, the Hakarev Latlasin Shnin. It's really more than 30, it's close to 30 years. But the point is, it's been more than 12 months. V'loya derachel lemispedei. It's no longer the derech to be masped after 12 months, like it says in Shin Tzadi Dalad. That's not the time of hesped after 12 months. So miyad vayikra melech ligivaynim. So David thought, right, I need to make good. I need to somehow rectify what was done to the givaynim. So he called them. Vayikra melech ligivaynim vayemra aleim ma'asalachem. What can I do for you? And how can I seek an atonement? In order to kind of bring about a bracha to Klal Yisrael, to the Nachas Hashem, there it's Yisrael, there should be rain. So Vayemru lo yagivaynim, the givaynim responded and said, Ein lanu kesev azav im shol v'im besa. We're not interested in any gold or any silver. You can't buy us off. We want blood. We want blood. That's what they said. Ve'ein lanu ish v'gaymer, yutin lanu shiva nashim yibonav. Give us seven descendants of Shaul, and we'll kanim l'Hashem, and we will hang them, and that will be considered to be fair repayment for what was done to us. Good. So says the Gemara. So yutan l'shiv. Mifayis le paisinu. So sure, David was not able to appease them. Omar, David said the following: Shloisha simanim yesh ba'umazu. There are three characteristics in Klal Yisrael. Rahmanim, Vaishanim, V'geim Nechasodim. These are the three traits. Rahmanim Dechsev, V'nas Necha Rachamim, V'richam Yerbech. Vaishanim Dechsev, V'avod Tia Yerosei Al Panechem, which the Gemara in the Darim Darshan's Zu HaBusha, and Yer and Busha are somewhat synonymous, we'll see. And V'geim Nechasodim, Dechsev V'Avram, L'mana She'yitzav Ez Banav Ez Beisei, V'geimer. So these are the three traits of a yid. Kol sheyesh b'shleisha simanim halalu roi lidavik b'umazu. Anyone has these three traits, it is befitting to cling, to cleave to this nation. Meaning that is the sign of a yid. If you've got these three simanim, these givaynim, they are achzarim. They are unwilling. They have no rachman. They have no compassion. All they want is blood, 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 and therefore, I'm going to have to appease them. I'm going to have to appease them. But they're not going to have any shechus with Klal Yisrael either. So it says that we'll just finish the story, then we'll come back and see some nekudas over here. So the Gemara says, Vayikach ha-melech ha-shnei b'nei ritzba bas aya, asher yoldu l'shol es armoni v'es mefibayshis. He took two sons of ritzba bas aya, armoni and mefibayshis. There's Hameshus ben Michal bas Shaul, Asher Yolda Ladriel ben Barzilei Hamacholasi. He took these seven, and this was going to be the way that he was going to appease these cruel givonim who were unwilling to be appeased any other way. It says the Gemara, Maishna Hani, what right did David have to seemingly arbitrarily choose these seven? Amrav Huna, Hivirim Lefnei Orein. He made people pass in front of the Orein. Kol she'aron kol toy lemisa, kol she'ein aron kol toy lechayim. I was slightly bothered by the Gemara which we saw in Habal Yevimtim Daf Samach, where the Gemara says heivirim lefnei atzitz, and the Gemara says that we spoke about the tzitz and we spoke about placing girls from Sheva Binyamin, putting them on top of a barrel. And the Gemara says, no, why don't you just place them in front of the tzitz? And that will be a way of testing whether or not they're roi, labia, and so on. And the Gemara says, no, l'rotzen. Amrav Kahana, Brei Rav Nosson, l'rotzen. Meaning that the tzitz is l'rotzen and leila puranis. And we said, and that's not good by Yisrael, not by Umas Olam. Meaning, so I thought at the time, to use the tzitz for puranis. We're using the Aron Dafka, the ones which the Aron is koilet, are the ones who are going to be killed. But I think the answer is Poshet. It's Dafka because by the tzitz, it says the word Lerotzain. So there's a special din that Lerotzain, the Peronis, doesn't say that Lagabi Aron, even though, perhaps it seems counterintuitive that the Aron, the ones which the Aron is being koilet, are the ones who are being killed. But nevertheless, that's what happened, and you can't ask a kashya from the Gemara Daf Samach. That's Dafka by Tzitz, where there it says the word Lerotzen. I think that's what you have to say. Al Kopanim. So that. I'm sorry?
It sounds strange that the Aron will be created, the ones. It sounds like Hashem is taking them to himself, can you?
Correct.
think the ones that are rejected by the...
Correct, correct. That was the hara, but I'm not sure what else to say. So, al-Kabonim, it seems to be that the selection was done through the Aron. Frag the Gemara Masav Rav Chana Bar Katina. The Yachmal HaMelech al-Mephi Boishas ben Yenison ben Sholsh, meaning to say that it seems to be that David, there was some type, David chose himself. I mean, if the Aron shows, then, you know, how can David start having Rachmanis? Rashi says, about 10 lines down, the Yachmal HaMelech, the Iba Aron Talia Milsa, Kaven Delei Kolte Aron, Mao Chenlase Shel David. If the Aron didn't choose him, so then you don't need to come on to the compassion of David. And says the Gemara, no, Shelei Hiviru. David didn't pass Mephibosheth in front of the Aron in the first place. Right, the Gemara, one second. The Chimas Upanim Yesh B'Davar. When is favoritism allowed? Says Rashi, the Chihayale L'David Lisa Upanim B'Dinin Nefashis. Right, he should have been maver all of them, and he can't choose which one to do, which one not to do. So that is the Gemara's kasha. It seems to be that how can you allow this type of favoritism? We'll see this in a minute. Chimas upanem yesh b'davar. Ella shehiviru the koltoy. Rather, the case was that they were ma'avir Mephibosheth also. The Aron was kailat him. And then the Aron subsequently said, okay, I'm not taking you anymore. That's still a problem of nesias ponim, favoritism. So the Bakashas Rachamim was that the Aron should not be koilatim in the first place. The Ian Yaakov says, you see from over here, and you know, this was Megea, Halach Lamaisa, certainly in former Deris, he says that even though David HaMelech is davening, that the Aron shouldn't be koilatim if he boishes, and that means it's going to be at the expense of another Yid, right? But until there's been a selection and until it's been a nikba, that you can do. It's not clear that anything is happening. He's just davening. That you can do it. Once it's been established, this person yes, this person no, then you're not allowed to do it because that would be a problem of masi panim, of favoritism, and so on. Now, we'll just finish. We'll come back to this in a minute. Frag the Gemara, one second. Vaksiv lo yumsu avis al banim, and the pasuk continues to say, and the mafashim say the ikra is really from the end of the pasuk. Ish vechetay yumasu. So why is it that the sons of Shaul and so on should be killed for the act for the acts of Shaul and so on? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan mutav sheti akar ois achas min atera. The pasuk says, but nevertheless, it is preferable for one letter of the Torah to be uprooted. We'll see in a minute why there's only one single letter, the whole pasuk. What does it mean? We'll see what it means in a minute. Better that we have to uproot a letter from the Torah. But there shouldn't be a shame shemai mischal befasim. Right now, there's no rain. There hasn't been rain for 3 years. David was shoyel from the Urim Matumim, and it said because of the ma'aser with the givainim. So right now, shame shemai is mischal. The only way to placate these cruel givainim is to give them 7 people, and then they will be pacified. Okay, that is the only way to get rid of the chil Hashem. We have to do it. That's what the Gemara says. Al Yitzchal Shem Shemem Bavasya. So the Gemara says, Vatikach Ritzba Bas Aya Es Asak Vatateyu La El Hatzur Mitchilas Katsir Ad Nesach Mayim Ad Nesach Mayim Aleim En HaShemayim Lainas Neiva Shemayim Lanuach Aleim Yeyman Vachayis Asada Laila. So, meaning they were hanging on this post for months, for an extended period of time. And therefore she would constantly go and cover the corpse so that both throughout the day and the night, the birds and the various animals of prey would not go and partake from the corpse. Frag the Gemara Nachamol. It's the Eraisa. You can't do that. Rabbi Yechon, once again, Mishim Rav Shimon Yitzadik, Mutiv Shitakra, Ezachas Menatera, Yiskadishim Shemayim Befahasya. Again, you're right. There was, on the one hand, it's also to do. On the other hand, it's going to be a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. We'll come back in a minute and mention Radak and Chassam Sofer. Fascinating. Shahayu Oivrim Bishavim Oimrim. The passers-by used to say, Mativan Tivan Shal Elu. What's the story over here? Halalu B'nei Malachimim. These are princes. These are the sons of kings. Omeasu. What happened? Why were they hanged? Pashtu Yudeim Begerim Grurim. Because they did something unpleasant to even lowly Gerim. People were not even proper Gerim. The Givayim were not proper Gerim. We know that they tricked us, and therefore it was Nigzalem for them to be Chet Ve'etzim and Shuvimayim. But nevertheless, Pashtu Yudeim Begerim Grurim. So Amru, the passersby, would say, wow, you see that this nation, they're willing to put to death their princes for doing something which seems relatively mild, in that they perhaps did something unpleasant to Gerim Gerurim. Wow, what a nation. Nevertheless, kach, this is their punishment and there's no favoritism. B'nei Hedyotes, Malachas Kam V'Chami, you shouldn't favor Magirim Gerurim, that even if you do something unpleasant to them, Kach, this is the punishment. Yisrael, if you do something bad, it's Yisrael, Malachas Kam V'Chama, can you imagine how bad the punishment will be? It says, Ramiyad, Netezwal Yisrael, Meir V'Chemishim Elef. So 150,000 Gerim were in Mizgair at the time, Shnevah Yilu Shlema Shivim Elef. So 70,000 schleppers and 80,000 diggers and so on. And Mepharshim ask, I thought they were not Mekabel Gerim, leaving me David, leaving me Shleba. That's a question which is dealt with. Al Koponim, from this, there was a tremendous Kiddushim Shemayim which took place, and the Kiddushim Shemayim resulted in Geiris. And as I heard from one of my rabbis, that is, there's no greater Kiddushim Shemayim than when a ger is in his gayer. Someone who is not mitzvah of Isa, and with all of the tzaras which Klal Yisrael endure and so on, and they say, I would like to be Meshubat you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. So this is a tremendous Kiddushim Shemayim. The Gemara asks, how do you know that this is from this Maisa, this pasuk which mentions 150,000? The Dilma Yisrael Havel. That which it says, Vayila Shleme Shivim Elef Nesi Sabol and Shmenim Elef Chitzev Bahar, maybe that's referring to regular Yidden. It says, Gamalei Zalakadai Dukhtachsev Umi Bnei Yisrael Inasin Shleme Evet. You didn't make any Avadim from Klal Yisrael. It says, Gamalei Vidilma Dugzar Ba'alma, maybe they were just workers. They weren't actually Avadim as such, they were just workers. They counted them. There were 150,000. Fine, good. So that is that. Let's just go back and mention a couple of points over here. So we have this Gemara. This is the famous Gemara which says that there are Shlishu Simonim Shal Umazu. There are three characteristics of this nation: Rachmanim, Bashanim, and Gamlei Chasadim. The Maral says over here, even though there are those who disagree with his breakdown, but his breakdown certainly seems to be the pashtus. He says that Kiyorishu Elu Gimel Simanim Min HaAvis. These three Simanim were Yashin from the Avis. Kibolem Midas Harachimim Min Yaakov. Shemidasi Midas Harachimim. Shekach Ksiv Etzloi Vekel Shaka Yitim Harachimim, and that is the middle midah, that is Yaakov Avinu. Vechin Yorshu Midas Habusha Min Yitzchak. Sharei Midas Habusha Hi Midas Hayira. Busha and Yira are synonymous, as we quoted before, the Gemara in Nedarim. Bavotia Yirase Alpanechem Zu Habusha. When a person is Yarei, so then there is the midah of Busha. That is the midah of Yitzchak, and so on. And finally, Gimelas Chazadim in Avram, the Chsev Etzlai, Lemanashi Yitzav, Esbanav, Esbase, Achrov, Shomer Deach Hashem, last is the talk of the Gomer. Harei Lacha, Gimelas Avram, Midas Chesed, Kasher Yedua. Olavikach Mish Yish Legimel Simanim Halalu, Roy Lidabek Be'umezu. He asks Akasha. He says, you're telling me that they are by Shonim. They are by Shonim. So he asks this Kasha, and the Mashal also deals with this a little bit. He says, that which you say over here is Yisrael, where by Shonim, either Gemara and Beitz and the Chafei says, Tanya Mishmei the Rebbe Meir, Bipnei Ma, not necessarily Yisrael, Bipnei Shehim Azim. They are the tree of Azus. Shneem Miminei Eish Das Lamayit, Tanya Mishmal Eimer, Rim Halal Alas Islam Das Eish, and so on. They are Azim. Says the Maral Ein Zekushya Tahava Ha'isa. They are both. On the one hand, they are Azim. In that, he says, they're not Bali Chimer, that they are Mushba by physicality so much. He says, Shehem Bali Nefesh Ve'ina Nefesh Mutba B'Chimer. They're not just like slaves are, like Mitzriim are, that they're Bali Chimer, and you're able to kind of mold them however you like. When we call Mokum, Haim by Shonim, Mitzach Mekabam, his spilus, Mizilosim, from greater, from Makadish Baruch, Hu, from greater people, from greater things, and so on. So they have both of these traits. They, on the one hand, they're by Shonim, when they have to be, they're Azim, when they have to be, and so on. That is the Maral. The Mashal says over here, also, let's find this. The Mashal says, yeah. So he says, number one, Gimel Simanim Yesh Bo Mezu. He just adds, says a line, Ratzalem is Simanim Sheheim Nikarim B'midas Halalu Mitech Shar Umeis. Just like that, I think he means to say, just like there's the Musk of Simanim when it comes to Naveda. You know, you're able to tell, you know, with a Simon. So you should be able to tell, it should stick out. The Rachmanas, the Baishanas, and the Gemilas Chesed of a Yid, it should be very, very conspicuous, just like with an Aveda. Oh, there's a sign, very, very clear. It should be very clear and very conspicuous. And I often, you know, wonder about this when it comes to, you know, international tragedies in the world and so on. Kind of, you know, what is our response? You know, when you hear about a natural tragedy somewhere in the world or people die, that, you know, Yesh Lechalik between whether or not we actually practically go and give our money, maybe there's a din, that there's a certain hierarchy and allocation of resources and stock and so on, but mitzad the hargosha shaboy, and the feeling, you know, and the empathy, I mean, the Mashal says, simanim shimni karim b'midais mitrich shar umais, like we should, that feeling, the empathy and that feeling, that should, you know, we shouldn't confuse the two, that even if we don't necessarily put our hand in our pockets and start writing out checks, but that shouldn't be a reason why we don't have the rachamim in the first place. He says, very interesting. He says, we're quoting a pasuk of Lamanashi Yitzav is Bonav is base of Achrov. Frag the Mashav Avagash Lehuska because of Ela Mishpatu Tzdaka. Doesn't actually say chesed in this pasuk. But he says, "Haytziu min haKosav Azeh Gam Ken Gemilas Chasadim, VeU Bichlal VeShamru Derech Hashem. Ki Gemilas Chasadim Nikru Derech Hashem, SheYelech BaHa Adam Achrei Midesav Yizbarach. Meaning, you should follow, like the pasuk says, Achrei Hashem Lekechem Telechu. So I saw the Yashish Yaakov asks on the Mashal, so why didn't the Gemara just bring that pasuk? If that is ultimately the pasuk which tells me about Gemilas Chasadim, so why don't you bring that? He has an interesting issue to be Miash the Mashah. One thing which... Say again? Yeah, but the separate midas. The separate midas. Separate midas. We shouldn't say it's a separate midas. Chesed is mitzad the nason. And stock is, you mean mitzad, the desire of the nason to give, irrespective of the needs of the makabel. That is the chesed. When Avram was looking for guests, see where he was displaying the midas of chesed. There was no need. Tzedakah is that mitzad, the chisaron of the mekabel, the noisin is nisoirer with a tzedek, that it's correct to give to him. But chesed is very much mitzad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't need anything when he was with Olam Chesed. Yibana was mitzad. It's mitzad the nesanam. There was no need. There was no makabel. But he asks the mashal. Miuktzas kasha. Amay leka amar nami mahaykra. The chiyadativ. The oyit simanim nikaram yesh behem. Bali mishpat. Or bali tzaka. That's the pasuk which we're bringing. So why don't we say Chamishu Simanim Yesh B'Mazu, Rachmanim Baishanim Gim Nechasadim, and Balei Tzedek, and Mishpat. The Efshar, the Ein Elu Mishpat Utztaka Simanim Nikarim Kamei Elu Gimel Denaket. So in a Hanami. And again, like the Maral says, you know, these Gimel, this is the Yerushal from the Ovis. This is something which is particularly strong amongst Klal Yisrael. This is something which we have. There is a remez. There's a few remazim of the Megali Amukais. He writes it's in Voschan and Eifin Yud Aleph. He speaks about Inyanim. I don't really understand so much about Gilgulim and that a person can mean his Galgul up to three times. And about Kabbalah, one of the remazim he says is, you know, Baruch HaGevra Shayiftach Hashem and so on. So he says Gevra is Hashitevas Gimli Chasadim Baishanim and Rahmanim. You know, that is the Gevra which we're all trying to become. We'll end up with one final Ha'ara, and that is maybe two Ha'aras, and that is Halach L'Maisa. This is brought in Shulchan Aruch. This is not just like a nice thing to have in the beginning of Eben Ezra in Siman Beis. She shtadl kol adam likach isha haguna. That is the title of the Siman. So it begins, La Yisa Adam Isha Shiesh Bashum Psul, should marry a woman who's got a psul. And then Siv Beis, it says, Kol Mishpachis Becheskes Ksheres, Umutalisa Mehem Lechatchila, Apot Hikein. Nevertheless, if you start to see a woman, a girl from a family, where the families are always fighting, they're always quarreling together, then you should run a mile from these types of families. Who knows where this person is from, the Yichus. Someone's always going around pastling someone else, bad mouthing someone else. Right? Someone's passing someone else. Pastors, that person has that particular psul. Zakti Shulchan Aruch, V'chol mi sheyish be'azas panim ba'achzariyis v'seinis abriyis v'ena gemalim chesed, cheshishim lo be'yis v'shem givayni hu. One has to be suspicious of this person. Maybe he is a givayni. That's very interesting. Fascinating. Machlekes
achreinim. This givayni, I mean, you're talking about
We're speaking about one nation, but again, I don't think it means specifically the Gibeonim as such. I mean, I don't think of there's other Gemaras in Shas where the Gemara speaks about individuals who are cruel, and they said they're from the era of Rav, right? And as the Mefarshim explain, the Gra, in other words, this is now a concept in the Bria, and you can have two brothers from the same family. One is able to kind of tap into that Ruach Tumah and so on. Al-Kabbalah, fascinating. How do you understand the Gemara? It says, Kol mi sheyish li shleishi simanim, gimel simanim yesh bu mazur, rachmanim b'asham gim nechasadim, and so on. Look at Rashi for a second, very interesting. Rashi says, Rachmanim, v'hani givaynim kevan d'le merachmi, einan ru'uyin li davik behen. Or maybe they had the other two midas. Okay, they lacked Rachmanis, but maybe they were lovely people and they have lots of gemachs and so on. They were gimli chasadim and maybe they were baishanim and so on. It's a little bit mashma from Rashi. V'ani givayim came and the lema rachmi ein ruin l'davik ben miyad zok Rashi gozer alein David and so on. That's going back to our thing lekach nemer v'givayim l'bnei Yisrael and so on. But he quotes over here the link is between the Beis Shmuel and others. Again, this is not the words of the Beis Shmuel, this is just the Likud from this fantastic Sefer, which I'm using, the Pirush Evan Barura. And he says like this, "Dehainu she'ein bay." What does it mean if you don't have these simanim? "Dehainu she'ein bay af echod mishleish simanim." You don't have any of these. And otherwise, I mean, the Be'etiv says, I'll read the Lashon of the Be'etiv. The Be'etiv says, the Shloshes Simanim Yesh B'Yisrael, by Shon Rachman Megim Mechassadim, the Chol She'en Le Shloshes Simanim Ein Roi L'Davik Boi, the Davke She'en Le Simen Klau, Avalim Yesh Echad Misimanim Eilu, Roi L'Davik Boi. If you have one out of three, you're okay. So, frak the Be'etiv, so why did we pass the Givonim? So he says, the Givonim Hayin Nikar Bem She'en Lem Shum Simen. It was clear they didn't have anything. That's what he says. So again, in the parish over here, first he quotes this, the Be'etiv, which is the Beis Shmuel. And he says, Avlam Yesh Be'athiru Rak Echad Misimanim Eilu Roi L'Davik Boi, V'yesh Eimrim, De'im Chaser Echad Mihem Ein Roi L'Davik Boi. He quotes this, Hagayis Maharim Al Bir Hagra. Maybe someone who's Medayik of the Gra, but you need to have all three Simanim, Debinim Kulu, the Yesh Emrim, the Besimon, the Azaz Ponim, die be Echad. Azaz Ponim is Geferloch, and that's already one, you're out. One strike and you're out. So, now this is not just a nice thing, this is something which is Megir HaAlach Lamaisa. Just very, very briefly, very quickly, I'm not going to, we're running a little bit late, I'll just mention that it's also a fascinating Shaila, when it comes to blood transfusions, and when it comes to these types of things. There is a dion in the Paiskim as too. So is this Gemara Negei Ladina? You know, should one get blood from a Nachri? Is it dependent on you are what you eat? And if they eat Machalas Asuris, then that's the reason why you shouldn't take blood from a Nachri. And Nafkamina, if a Nachri says, I'm a vegan, I don't eat Tarfas and Machalas Asuris and so on. And therefore, therefore the blood will, in fact, create a temperament in the person which is fine and agreeable with what a yid is, or is it no? It's nothing to do with the food as such. It's a din in Rahman and Bayshalom Gimel Chassadim and what a yid is vis-a-vis what a goy is, and so on. Nothing to do with that. Interesting. You know, there's a Tshuva Sarashba, there's a Ben Hananel, there's a Chalkas Yaakov, but again, all from this Gemara. Okay, Lamagi invite. Says the Gemara. One last thing. Can't not say this. And it's based on a Radak over there in Sefer Shmuel. If someone asks you, if you have a choice of doing something, and this thing will bring about a Chilul Hashem and a Kiddush Hashem at the same time, what would you say to such a thing? So the Radak, and after Mechsam Sefer, says that you see from this Gemara that the Kiddush, it's Kedai to do it for the Kiddush Hashem. Because Leisalim Nivlas El Eitz is a Bechin of Chil Hashem. Kikilas Elikim Uisali. But it looks like you're hanging Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whereas it's Nivra B'Tzelem Elikim. So it's Ke'ein a Chil Hashem. Nevertheless, we're willing to forego on that Chil Hashem of sorts in order to bring about the Kiddush Hashem. So says the Radak, and says the Chassam Sefer, so last week on Shabbos in Drosh Chassam Sefer, that he also says, similar to what we find by Haman, that we hanged him on the, he was hanged on the gallows for also a long time, even though there is this Kikilas Lakim Hisali aspect, but the Kiddush Hashem aspect was Machriya. I mean, Yesh L'Ayin, sure there's a lot to talk about in that. What's that? Well, again, it's not called Mitzvah Bavira insofar as this was all done Al Pi Hashem. This was, you know, this is what David was advised to do. Okay, good. Fregdig Makasha v'nesinim David Gozer Aleim. Is it true that David was Gozer on the Nesinim? Meishe Gozer Aleim. D'chsiv, mechid v'eitzecha adrsiv mimecha. Rashi says, about 10 lines on the bottom, mechid v'eitzecha, mid the karinu lechait ve'etzim ban payu. I mean, why in the beginning of Nitzavim does Moshe Rabbeinu need to say atim Nitzavim kuchem lefeira bechait ve'etzacha? Why does he need to say that? Shema mina lav b'chal Yisrael nino. It must be they were not part of Klal Yisrael. But lav b'chal geirim, because he also mentions geirim. Ela avodim v'avodim psulim nino. The givayim chait ve'etzim nino. The lachi aktsinu Yeshua. So v'egi my kasha. It's mashma from this Gemara that this was Gzeiras David. You see, Meisha was Gazar. So the Gemara, Meisha Gazar Lahu Dara. Meisha was Gazar on that generation. David Dozar Lekuladara. He was gazer on subsequent generations. So it's mashman the pasuk Yeshua. His gezera predated David's. So why says Yeshua gazar bisman shebeis hamikdash kaim? David gazar bisman shebeis hamikdash kaim. And he was gezer even for subsequent generations. Now the Gemara says be made ready bikshu lahatinisinim. In the generation of Rebbe, he thought, let us abolish this gezerah. And how can you do that? Says Thesis, may Rebbe bikshul ha'atinisinim, ein zem mevatel divrei bezdin chaverei, tehefka bezdin tehefka. I mean, this is something which has to do with you're an eved. It's more of a financial gezerah of sorts, and therefore they were able to do it. May Rebbe bikshul ha'atinisinim amar lahem. Amalehem Rebbe, so Rebbe said to them, Chalkeinu Natir, Chalik Mizbech Miyatir. It's one thing to be Matir, the Chalik which belongs to us. But the portion which belongs to the Mizbeach, so to speak, we're not the Bailim to matter that. And the Gemara says, Upligidir B'chir Barabba, Dharma B'chir Barabba, Amra B'yechen, Chalik Eida La'oilam Asur, Chalik Mizbeach Fakert. The chelik of the mizbeach bezman shebeis hamikdash kaim is aser. Ein beis hamikdash kaim is shari, meaning once there's no beis hamikdash, then there's nothing to worry about. It's memela, hutar, and nothing to worry about. Okay? Good. Migeit weiter. Says the Mishnah, Amar Yeshua shamati shasaris chelitz v'cholzin le'ishtei v'asaris le'chelitz v'le'cholzin le'ishtei. The ein li lefarish. Says Rabbi Yeshua, I heard a Shmua that a saris, as we've mentioned, someone who is incapable of fathering a child, and as we're going to see, we're going to be mechalik between a sris chama and a sris adam. Either you can have someone who is a congenital saris, a sris chama, or a sris adam, something has happened to him and now he has become someone who is sterile and so on, or something, some injury to his aver and so on. So Rabbi Yeshua said, I heard that a saris is chaylet, and you do chalitza to his wife, and I also heard that a saris is not. And I'm not sure which way it goes. Which is the sris adam the meiko, and the sris chama the machmir, or is it the other way around?
Would a saris be allowed to marry?
He's not supposed to marry. He's not supposed to marry in the first place, in a chanami. If it's the kris shofchin, petzor daka. But it could be in a situation where he got married before he had this injury, and then something happened. In a chanami.
Yes.
So Rabbi Yeshua said, I ain't in the farish. I'm Rabbi Giva, I'm in the farish. Giva says, I will explain. Sris Adam, Chelitz v'chalzin le'ishtim, neishayis le'shas ha'kesher. I, Rabbi Giva, hold that the Sris Adam is the better of the two, insofar as he had a shas ha'kesher. There was a time when he was roy, whereas Sris Chama is a congenital saris. That's the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Lezer Aimer Loiki. The opposite. Ela Sris Chama Chaylatz V'Cholzin Le'ishtim Imneish Yesh Le'Refuah. And like the Mevashim explained, that there's no disfigurement with his aver as such. It's just that he's not able to be mugged and so on. There's some type of a condition which he has, but it's the type of thing which maybe there could be a refuah formulation, refuah. Whereas Sris Adam, something happened to him after birth, lecholetz lecholetz and leish mneish ein lerefuah. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Miseira al ben Megusas. Shahaya of Yerushalayim, and there was someone in Yerushalayim called Ben Megusas, who was a Sris Adam, the Yibmo es Ishtei, and they did Yibim to his wife. And again, the two go together. We said, it's either all or nothing. And then remember, Yeshua said, Shemati, Ayimrim, that the Saris, Chelitz, Vachotel, Ishtei, or not Chelitz, the Ishtei. So from the fact that they did Yibim to this fellow's wife, it must be, the Kaim Diver, Bekivo, Lakam Diver Bekiva, that he says that the Sris Adam is the better of the two because he had a Shas HaKosha. Now, as we said, the Mishnah sorry is Loi Chaylitz Vlei Miyabim, meaning whichever one of the two, depending on this Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, whichever one is the bad one. So again, according to Rabbi Akiva, we'll say it's referring to a Shris Chama. Loi Chaylitz Vlei Miyabim. V'chein Eilemis Loi Chaylitzis Vlei Miyabemis. She does neither Yibam nor Chalitza. Hasaris Shechalatz Liyivimtei Loi Pasla. If the Saritz does Chalitza, he will not pasal her minakuhuna. Meaning, his Chalitza is commander lesser. Meaning, it's nothing. He's not someone who's in the parasha. He's totally mufka from the parasha of Yibam and Chalitza. And therefore, there are no halachic implications of his Maisa Chalitza. Asari Shechalitz, the Yivimte, loya pasla. Whereas, Bala, pasla. If he has beer with her, then he will pasl, because he is not considered to be an Ashes Ach Sheyesh Mitzvah. He has no mitzvah. We're saying the reason why he doesn't pasl over the Chalitza, because he's not one of the players. So Lamai, now he is, Lamaisa, he is a brother-in-law, and he was Boel Shleba Maka Mitzvah. Pasl Mneshi Bilaznus, says the last Rashi, Shasura Loi Mishim Ashes Ach Shleba Maka Mitzvah. At the end of the day, it is Ashes Ach Shleba Maka Mitzvah. The Chin Island is, because she's not a medes libum, and balua paslua may she be lost a bilasness. Fine. So the kids said, "What?
You know that you have to be able to do both or
none." I'm sorry. You have to what?
You have to be able to do both. That's if you can be yabem, but you don't want to, or for whatever reason, then you're chayes. But if you can't do it in the first place, there's no need, no kids. You don't. That's not. They don't go hand in hand. The person who's doing it, who is standing in to do it, has to be able to do both. Okay, he has a choice between Yibum or Chalitza. If he can't be given in the first place because he's a Saris, then
that's what we're saying. We're saying in Chanami, we're saying that Saris is not Miyabim, he doesn't do Yibum or Chalitza. He's not, he can't do either one. It happens to me, his Chalitza is halachically insignificant, so it's inconsequential. Right? But the Bia is, because at the end of the day, he was the Baal Shleibim Makimitz, so he makes it into a Zayna. Fine. So kind of going back to Maseches Yevamos for a minute. So we have seen, we saw before various Shitas Tanoim as to when is there problem, when is there problematic relationships? When do you create Mamzeris? Is it even in Chayvi Lavin? Like Rabbi Kiva, we had a Machlekes, Rabbi Yeshevov, another Tana B'Das Rav Akiva, and we had Rabbi Yeshua, says Davka Chayvi Mises Bezdin, and we had our Shita, the Shita of Chachamu, which is Chayvi Krisis. But says the Gemara that Shaminu Rav Akiva Dam Chayvi Lavin Chayvi Krisis Damu, that is his Shita, the Chayvi Krisis Lav B'nei Chalitza V'Yibam Ninu. So what's the Kash? Let's see, Rashi Chayvi Krisis Dami the Amr Rav Akiva Ba'Chalitz. Yesh mamzim chayvi lavin, the shita of Rabbi Akiva was, even if it's only a chayvi lavin, that will produce mamzeres visris adam, chayvi lavin you. So granted that Rabbi Akiva says that the lesser of two evils is sris adam, because he had a shas hakosha, and therefore he holds ani afarish that a sris adam, he is the one who is chaylitz v'cholz and lishta and so on, because it's the lesser of two evils and so on. And so on. The kasha is the hechi ka'amr b'kiva saris chaylitz es eishes achiv holy ram yekamei, meaning he's chayvi lavin. Chayvi lavin is like chayvi krisis, and therefore it's like ram yekamei in the first place. The avroi kaima, he's out. Chayvi krisis. The kayala is the eishes ach. So I don't understand. So again, so the Gemara is going to give a few answers. The brother of the Swiss Adam, he married a Gioris. That is the case over here. And therefore, Gioris is allowed to marry a Sris Adam. And that would be the case. So why do we say the only thing the Swiss Adam can do according to Bekivis Halitza? So you should allow him to do Yibam also. Says the Gemara, you're right. The idea that Amr Rabbi Yeshua Chaylets, Rabbi Yeshua in his original statement said, Shemati Shastaris Chaylets V'chaltsin Ha, Beinid El Farish, being that he said, Chaylets, Amr Iwanami Chaylets, Rabbi Kiva also said Chaylets, but La Olam, I'll tell you, a Sris Adam, according to Rabbi Kiva, whose brother married a Gyuris, and Kasavar Kalgirim, like recall, and therefore a Gyuris is allowed to marry a patur dak and a krushavcha, and therefore a begiv would say, in a chanami you could do yibum, and it's talking about do you like that from the Mishnah. The ekanami diktani hey Rabbi Yeshua ben Misera al ben Megusas, shahay Yerushalayim Mistris Adam, the yibumu as the yishtoi, like I'm as the Rabbi Givish, why not? You talk as the in a chanami that they did yibum, say in a chanami. In a chanami, that is what we all say. So answer number one is Rabbi Ami, who says, you're right, even though Hadi Lavan is Kechadi Krisis, and therefore we should say they're not Eilibam, Lachalitza Klal Uklal. So why can you, how can you, Rabbi Kiva, say, it's just Adam, you can do Chalitza too, he's not Eilibam, and so on. Tarts is because the Yavam's brother, the Mace, married a Gyeris, and we're holding Kalgirim Lake Rikal. Frag the Gemara, Masiv Rabba, Patsuadaka, Krushavcha, Sris Adam, Vahazakin, Oyholtzin, Oymiabin. So we have these four people, Tzodaka Krushavcha, there's two, a Sris Adam, and a Zakin. The din is Oyholtzin, Oymiabin, Ketzat. Mesu, if the fellow died, Vilehem Nashim, they did maimer with their wives, venos and get, or they gave a get, aishaholzu, masha osu, and that which they did, the imam balu kono. And if they bal them, they're kona. Meisu achin, if the brothers died, v'amdu hain, and they got up, v'osu maimer bin shiseyam, venos and get, aishaholzu, masha osu, and balu kono. So Alma Bekal Askinen. So we're saying we're not discussing Gerim over here. We're discussing Bekal Hashem. And so you can't make this Ukimta, Achiv Giyeris, and so on. You see that we are speaking over here about a case where it's non Gerim. That's the word Kash Alma Bekal Askinen. So you cannot give that answer. Therefore, holding by the original question, that according to Rabbi Kiva, Chayvi Lavin is Kechayvi Krisis, and therefore Esris Adam is not Oyle Yibam Chlau. So I'm a rabbi, Gigin Shnaflu Loi, Ule B'Seif Nifza. And what was the case? She fell to him for Yibam Chalitza. So she fell to him at a time when he was Oyle Yibam Chalitza. He was a regular person. He was not a Petzua Daka. He was not a Khrushchev at the time. And then Ule B'Seif Nifza. Rashi says, middle of the page, Shnafalayv huska kala yibom, ulibisayv nifza, the hashta by chalitza. Now she was ready skuka, she requires chalitza, lafkuye zika. Frag the Gemara still, armalei abayev alisi isa patsua benitriyasei the yibom. But you still have this iser that should push off the assay of yibom. So you're right, in a chanami it makes things a little bit better insofar. At the time when she fell to an individual who wasn't a Sris Adam, and so on, and she was Skuka Liyibam. But now that the fellow is a Petzua Daka, still, there should be a problem. That's what Rashi says in Dibra Maschel, the Rabbin Gamliel, Alma Asi Isra Chais Isha, V'dachi Afal Gav De B'Shas Nefila Ichzia, even though at the time of the Nefila, she was Ru'uya, nevertheless, the Isra should push it aside. Ella Amr Yosef, what are we going to have to say? Hai Tana, Hach Tana De Bei Rebbe Kivai, Darma Michaivi Lavin De She'er, Avi Mamzer. No. Meaning, yes, Rabbi Akiva is machmer. And he says, Chayvi Lavin is Kechayvi Krisis. But not all Lavin are the same. There's Chayvi Lavin which have to do with relationships. Chayvi Lavin of She'er, that is the type of Chayvi Lavin which will produce Mamzeris, which is strong enough to say it's Shleba Makim Mitzvah. But if it's Chayvi Lavin which is not Chayvi Lavin the She'er, then that is not strong enough to create that level of it. So would you see this last Rashi? Elam Rav Yosef Shniv Tzavach Kach Nafalei De Kamre Sayis Vele Bekiva Chayvi Lavin Gechayvi Krisis Aitan De Masnis And Achtar De Beir Bekiva Talma Bechalitz Leibim Tei I Eidu Mamza Kol She'er Basa Shuba La Yavai To Lai Kriv Simoi Da Amra Min Akalei Eiser Bekiva Mamza Chuzvaman Again God Lashi Amra Teir Lai Kach Vlichal Av Mikol Chayvi Lavin Gerede Afilu Leka Kurva Vlad Mamzer. So we're saying over here, no, we're going now, this Tana says that it's only Chayvi Lavin of She'er, which creates Mamzeris, but Chayvi Lavin Greda, like Petzudaka and Krishafra, that would not create Mamzeris. Okay, we'll stop here. Pick it up tomorrow after Shem.